Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm Jordan. Today, we're diving into something really cool, Nano, Banana, and how it can revolutionize YouTube thumbnails. That's right, YouTube has a whopping 2.7 billion monthly users, and a staggering 63% of those views happen on mobile devices. So having sharp, readable thumbnails is more crucial than ever. Exactly. I mean, blurry text at that 1280 by 720 size can really hurt performance. I can't tell you how many times I've struggled with thumbnails myself. Oh, I hear you. Just the other day, I was chatting with a colleague over coffee, and he managed to create 3 crisp thumbnails in just 10 minutes using Nano, Banana. I was impressed. 3 in 10 minutes? That's insane. So what exactly makes Nano, Banana so effective for thumbnail design? Great question. Banana Pro, which came out in November 2025, boasts a 94% text rendering accuracy. That's significantly higher than competing models that usually range from 60 to 70%. This accuracy is key. Creators are reporting click-through rate SAR increases of 22% to 65% within just a month of switching to this platform. Wow, that's a huge boost. So, if a creator is struggling with spelling issues or blurry text, this could really save them, huh? Absolutely. At YouTube sizes, your words are like design anchors. With Nano Banana, you get clear, bold headlines that are readable even when scaled down. It understands letter forms and spacing well enough to avoid that frustrating melted font look we often see with other AI models. That's definitely a game changer. So, beyond just pretty text, how does it help with growth on a channel? Well, as I mentioned, those CTR gains can push channels from an average of 2.1% to 4.8%. And the platform doesn't just focus on text. It uses multimodal reasoning to analyze composition, focal hierarchy, and text placement before. Interesting. So it's not just throwing together images, it's actually thinking about design principles.
Exactly.
The result is that the text remains legible at small sizes, which is a huge advantage. When thumbnails can make or break your views, that's crucial. So how do creators actually use Nano Banana to make these thumbnails? Well, creating Nano Banana thumbnail is pretty straightforward. You start by setting your canvas size. Specifically, you want to state 16 to 9, 1280 by 720. You describe your subject, camera angle and background, and then you specify your text constraints. Got it. Could you give me a quick example of what a prompt might look like? Sure. You might say something like, generate a thumbnail with a bold color background, a headline in uppercase sans serif, and a maximum of 5 words. It's about being clear and direct with your expectations. That makes sense. I know a lot of creators struggle with making their thumbnails look consistent across a series. Does Nano Banana help with that? Definitely. One of its standout features is maintaining character consistency across multiple images. This means if you have a series or a multi-part tutorial, your thumbnails will look cohesive because it can lock in the likeness of a host or subject. That's so useful. It must save creators a ton of time, too. For sure. In fact, thumbnail creation time drops by about 85%, from 180 minutes to just 27 minutes on average, including refinements.